from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
This wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit with the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Brewing. Be ready for your next afternoon vacation with Beak Breaker Tropical. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
All right, Daily Ticker time here on a Monday, brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Visit pelicanbrewing.com for more details on locations, events, award-winning beers, independently brewed since 1996. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach. For those of you new to the program, we do something every August that we call the Dirty Poll, and we preview, according to me, the top 25 teams in college football this year. And it officially begins today. Even though we don't have 25 shows, we're going to have to jam two teams into one show. We'll figure it out as we get a little bit closer.
Everybody loves a good jams for
you. You got to jam a couple of things in there. We're going to do it as in the next couple of weeks. But we start today, number 25, and we go to Ames, Iowa, to preview the Iowa State Cyclones. Joining us now, Bill Seals, the publisher of Cyclones Report on the Rivals Network, at William Seals on Twitter. Bill, good morning to you, man. As we preview Iowa State, I'm curious to, with the opener for you, 25. Fair, too low, too high? How do you feel about my ranking of the Cyclones?
Hey, I'm just happy to see the Cyclones getting some love out there in the northwestern part of the country. Usually, the Cyclones don't get too much love out there, but it's nice to see that. And then you having a good reason to bring me on the show this morning.
Yeah. Well, hey, we respect college football. We like to watch all the power conferences here. Dirt does a really good job of digging in. You guys got a lot of talent returning this year in the Big 12, so it shouldn't be too much of a surprise to you that we've noticed that Iowa State, in a very interesting conference, should be one to be looked at going into the season.
Yeah, certainly, and without Oklahoma, without Texas, and then adding in the likes of Utah, Arizona, Colorado, Arizona State, I think there's a lot more parity in the Big 12 this year, and everybody all the head coaches will tell you that, and even at Big 12 Media Days that I covered out in Las Vegas last month, that parity word was thrown around quite a bit, and I think the Cyclones are certainly one of those teams that has to be looked at as a favorite, a contender to get down to Dallas for the conference championship game in December. I think experience, depending on how you chop it up, Iowa State, one of the top one or two returning teams in the country as far as snaps and production coming back, and a lot of those are skill position guys too, certainly on the offensive side of the ball with Rocco Becht coming back. You've got a legit starting quarterback, as the thing is these days. I had a lot of offers in the off season, NIL or pay to play, however you want to say that. Had offers to go elsewhere, stayed at Iowa State. He's got his top two receivers are back. His leading rusher, Abu Sama, from a year ago, he's back. and all five guys with starting experience on the offensive line are back as well. So certainly has the makings of a great unit on offense. And then you flip over even to defense, and a lot of experience there as well. They were really young there last season. I felt that that offense had been really good and maybe took a step back, weren't the same rushing the quarterback. But a lot of those guys have gotten older now, and I just think experience on both sides of the ball is kind of what put Iowa State at number 25 on your poll.
There are a lot of guys back. You mentioned Rocco Becht. I mean, him coming, I don't know if it was out of nowhere, but at least for us, maybe it was a little bit, maybe not for you out there in Ames. I mean, he was a Big 12 Freshman of the Year last year. He broke school records, I believe, for like completions, yards, touchdowns. And you go, I remember Brock Purdy being there and you guys beating Oregon in the Fiesta Bowl with that, you know, senior-laden team a handful of years back.
Yeah, Purdy and Breece Hall, right?
And Breece Hall. I mean, that was a loaded team. And so he kind of reset for a little bit. Did Rocco Becht come out of nowhere? And how good can this kid be?
Well, I'm not sure how many waves this caused out in Oregon, but Iowa State kind of got caught up in that gambling scandal, or whatever you would want to call it, where some guys got popped for gambling.
That's right.
And yeah. Well, one of those that got caught up in that was Hunter Deckers, the starting quarterback the year prior. So really, Rocco had gone in. He had gotten some time as a true freshman, kept the red shirt on, you know, played under the 4-game limit. And, you know, all signs were pointing that he was going to still be the backup to Deckers going into last season. And then even in spring ball, Deckers was around for spring ball. So they come out of spring ball, and that's kind of when all that news broke. And Becht kind of had to get ready to be a starting quarterback in the Big 12 in a matter of 2 or 3 months. So they get off to the slow start last season, 1-2, and they really didn't. They were very conservative offensively, you know, more so maybe than we saw even with Deckers or the years that Brock Purdy was around. They were able to kind of turn those guys loose right away. Well, they were very conservative, and I mentioned kind of the issues that they had on the defensive side of the ball. Well, they had a slow start last season, and then with Rocco back now having that year under his belt, full off season, knowing he's the starter, I think that this is going to be an Iowa State team that starts much faster with Rocco around.
Yeah, kind of a two-parter for you, Bill. One, a name that I think a lot of people will become more familiar with, I know I was in reading about Iowa State this weekend, is Bo Frehler, who had an incredible year for them defensively. He is back. He's one of their 8 starters returning from last year's team. I'm curious how big you think that name gets for them within the Big 12. And then also the D coordinator has been with Campbell for 8 years. And it's not in college football now to have a coordinator be with a head coach for that long. Just how kind of underrated that is to developing talent and being able to have highs of Purdy, Breece Hall, and then like you kind of have to restart it at places like Iowa State and develop guys for a couple of years before you can have that trajectory going back up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Well, it's kind of funny. I think it's a great luxury. Whenever you have the Iowa guy on here, or whenever that's going to be, they've had their same defensive coordinator for several years as well. So it's a nice luxury for both of the Power Four in-state teams here, and certainly with John Haycock, he has great experience. He had worked with Campbell at Toledo before he came with him to Ames. He's also been a head coach at the, well, I guess now it's the FCS level, but he was at Youngstown State, and that was 1AA, I think, back when John was there. So he's been around, and I think Iowa State sounds like that's going to be the last stop for him, and he's had offers to go elsewhere, you know, maybe for two or three more years and close things out, but I think he wants to stay in Ames. And, you know, Iowa State, they were the first or one of the first teams to run that 3-3-5 defense, and that was kind of to counter the air raid or the pass-heavy teams of the Big 12 when they first got to Iowa State. And now they're talking maybe a little more four-man front or going into like a 4-2-5. So they're getting, I think, a lot more multiple. They were multiple to an extent last season, but I think this year with so much experience at that defensive line, they're going to be able to trot out those four-man fronts a lot more. And that's also not going to be, you know, to where they have to take a safety off the field necessarily. They're going to take a linebacker off the field. But with that safety depth, you mentioned Bo Frehler, and they've got Jeremiah Cooper back there at safety as well, Malik Verdon, and just so much experience. And with the injuries that they had last season, too, Frehler was the only one of those guys that played all 13 games, and Cooper sat out a couple games. Verdon had a season-ending injury, so they could go, definitely will go a legit two deep at safety, and they're going to feel good about a couple guys in the three deep there as well, just with everyone that got playing time that's now back. But certainly Frehler, as you mentioned, he leads the way and is going to be one of the top players again in the conference in 2024.
Don't you worry, Bill. There's only one school from Iowa in our preseason top 25. I need to see the Hawkeyes score an offensive touchdown before I give them top
upset, Bill?
25 respect. Okay, make a forward pass, and then you can be ranked.
Right. You know that never comes up on our message board either. No, never.
We're anti punts here, I guess.
Anti punts around here. I love it. It was funny to joke at the beginning of paying attention to Iowa State out in the Northwest. I have always had an affinity for Iowa State going back. I don't know if you're this way as a kid where you watch a team or you see a player on TV and you're like, man, that guy looks cool, or that team looks cool. I'll never forget watching Seneca Wallace and thinking, man, that guy is badass. He is running all over the place, making crazy plays. So I've been an Iowa State fan from far for a long time. Bill Seals, previewing the Cyclones, number 25 in the Dirty Poll, at William Seals on Twitter, publisher of Cyclone Report. Thanks so much for the time in Portland, man. We really appreciate it.
Hey, appreciate you guys having me on. It was great talking Cyclones up there in Portland.
There you go. Good stuff from Bill Seals talking Iowa State football.
Great stuff from him. Very informative. I think Iowa State is kind of one of those.
They got a lot of talent back from last year's team.
They're kind of a tier two, I think, in most people's minds to win the conference, but they very well could be in tier one with the amount of talent returning offensively and defensively. And Campbell's a great coach. Like, don't let a year or two cloud your view of Matt Campbell. Iowa State's much like a lot of programs, they have to rebuild and restock the shelves and let guys develop and go through their lumps.
He built up to that Fiesta Bowl team, and he's had to rebuild it since.
I'm stunned. You don't have Iowa in the top
20. Scoring offense, what are you going to go, 7-5 this year in a tougher conference? Get out of here.
Okay. That's shocking to me to not have Iowa in the top. I'm not Mr. Iowa.
Hey,
I'll wear the punt sweatshirt.
We'll find out at the end of the year who's in the top 25. All right. When Iowa scores 20 points, they can get ranked. Until then, they're outside the top 25.
I don't know if they did that last year, and they were,
what are they, 8-4? How many quality wins did they have? Get the hell out of here.
Who did they beat last year?
Yeah, because divisions existed, and they don't exist anymore. Let's place a wager, okay? I would love to place a. You want a hot take on Iowa football?
I don't like Kirk Ferentz, but damn it, dude, he at least like is 9-3.
Will Iowa play in a Big Ten championship game in the next decade?
Well, no, the divisions have changed.
Oh, okay, so they won't be there.
Well, if you took divisions away, they wouldn't have been in it last year.
They wouldn't have been in it hardly ever.
Right.
So that's the reason they were in the Big Ten title game, and that rule doesn't exist anymore.
To not think they're top 25?
Not top 25. Maybe top 30.
8-4?
Also receiving votes, Iowa Hawkeyes.
Okay.
Not receiving
that's
votes.
That's a hot take. I didn't know you did that Iowa when you're
top. Is
that
hotter 30? Than my Justin Herbert take today? What's hotter, my Iowa take or my Herbert take?
Ooh. Iowa not in the top 25 preseason is kind of a hot take. You don't have to like them or their style of play. But
I want to pull up. I need to make sure they don't have a big non-conference game early that they win and makes me look like an idiot, like right out of the gate.
When does Iowa ever have a big non-conference?
Well, they play game? Iowa State early in the season, so, okay, so joke they, will be on me if they beat Iowa
be
State.
It'd be hilarious if they beat Iowa State.
That would be pretty
Rocco
funny.
Throws two picks.
They win
they
that
pin
game.
Pin them at the two and get a safety.
Oh, get out of here with this non-conference schedule. So they get Iowa State. They get them at home. Lucky Hawkeyes getting them. Don't have to go to Ames, travel to Cyclone territory.
Who do you guys have in non-conference?
Tough teams. Oregon State. We play Oregon State in non-conference.
Are they in your top 25?
Yeah. Wait and see. Wait and find out.
I don't think they are because you got to 21.
And they play Illinois State and Troy. Get out of here, Hawkeyes. That's a 2-1 non-conference with a loss to the Cyclones.
I think I'm right if they beat the Cyclones.
At Ohio State, home against Washington, at UCLA. I shouldn't use UCLA as an example.
No, but I think you lose this argument if they beat Iowa State.
I lose the argument.
You lose the argument. Yeah.
Lot riding on the line in Ames, there Iowa. Is, yeah. Or no, not in Ames, Iowa. Where is Iowa?
They're in...
Do we know the town? What's the town?
I should know the town.
What's the town? We should know the town.
Ames and...
And when somebody says it, I'm going to be like, yes, that's
Iowa
it.
City.
Iowa City. Iowa Thank City. You. A lot on the line.
How did we forget that?
Exactly, yeah.
Bo Frehler. Keep an eye on that. He was their leading tackler last year. He's kind of a do-it-all guy for them defensively. It could potentially have a huge year in the Big 12.
I will also shout out, he mentioned it there, so I didn't ask about him. Abu Sama, their running back, I think Beast. Is one of the most underrated players.
And he was a
country.
True freshman last
true
year.
True freshman. Yeah. If you're playing NCAA football and you kick up Iowa State,
yes,
run Sama. Dude, that guy's a stud.
Their white unis, some of the sickest white, clean uniform look in all of college football.
Underrated. They got a black combo, too.
Dope name, too.
You got the red, the Cyclones.
Cyclones,
cool
yeah.
color combo, red and yellow. How do you not? Seneca Wallace, how do you not like Iowa State football? Come on.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.